These developments today in the stalled Middle East peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinians announced a partial boycott of multilateral talks to protest the lack of progress on implementing an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank city of Hebron. In Hebron, a firebomb thrown at an Israeli army jeep slightly injured two soldiers. Palestinians were presumed responsible. And amid warnings against expanding Jewish settlements, Egypt called settlement expansion extremely harmful, the State Department called it not helpful, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made his first official visit to a West Bank settlement. At Ariel, a town of about 15,000, Netanyahu asked rhetorically, "Why shouldn't the settlements here be developed? Is anyone stopping the development of the Arab villages nearby?" Well, while those remarks might sound like defiance, Israeli journalist Hirsch Goodman, editor of the English-language weekly Jerusalem Report, says they signify something very different.
This is the first real sign that we're going to withdraw from Hebron. I think he has to placate the right wing. I think he has to placate the people who voted for him. Ariel was the softest spot he could have gone to because it's almost going to be incorporated into Israeli lines, even under the Labour government. And I think what we're seeing is a psychological preparation for the withdrawal from Hebron.
Now, when you say that Ariel was going to be incorporated, you mean that in all likelihood, if and when lines are redrawn, the border of Israel would be adjusted, and not by all that much, to include Ariel?
Right. Ariel, Gush Etzion, the settlements around Jerusalem, which together include about 90% of the Jewish settlers, even though it's 10% of the settlements.
So you think that if Prime Minister Netanyahu had gone instead to a settlement a bit farther beyond, one that truly would be left isolated within the Palestinian Authority, that would have been a different message and one we might take more literally?
Exactly. I think if he had gone to the Golan Heights or even down to Netzarim in Gaza, which has been under siege by the Palestinians for a day or two, and then made a statement about, we're going to develop this, we're going to do, you know, it would have been a different type of tone. But I think going to Ariel was a very calculated move, and I think it should be seen as such.
Now, you mentioned the Golan Heights. This is the territory that Israel took from Syria in the 1967 war, and it is the major issue between Israel and Syria. Not long ago, there were stories coming out of the ministry led by Ariel Sharon, a very strong supporter of increased settlement, that Israel was going to build new settlements on the Golan Heights.
Yeah, but the Prime Minister's office vociferously denied it the Sunday morning of the cabinet meeting, and I can absolutely assure you that Hebron is on his platter, and the future of the PLO Accords, the Oslo Accords, are principal in his mind, and the Golan is not the issue right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we should hear in Netanyahu's speech to the settlers in Ariel, in what sounds at first blush like very tough language, if what we really should hear is the protective coloration for the coming withdrawal from Hebron, then what's going to happen to those far-right voters who really are deeply committed to a much stronger position against the Palestinians and reversal of this process?
Well, ostensibly, on the surface of things, Netanyahu is beholden to the right. But the people who can really make the difference to his political career are Shas. Shas is the North African Sephardi Jewish community who are traditionalists more than they're ultra-Orthodox.
And Shas is their political party. This is the party that...
Shas is the political party of these people who won 10 seats in the last Knesset.
10 out of 120.
120.
Yeah.
And the 10 seats in the Knesset that they have can swing Netanyahu from a majority of 68 to a minority of 58. And under our new electoral system, what you need is 61 votes to call a new election. So these people are the holders of the balance, and their position is, okay, we're religious, but we, in our religion, believe that not one drop of Jewish blood should be spilled for territory. And that's who he's trying to cater to.
If, as you say, all of these concerns about dealing with the Palestinians are really what's on the Prime Minister's platter in Israel, and if indeed the Golan Heights and Syria are not, then looking down the road at final status talks, issues of whether the authority becomes a Palestinian state, what happens in Jerusalem, since this will occupy the next few years, how many years will it be before the Golan Heights actually is the main issue and Syria is the main arena?
The issue of Jerusalem, final status talks, the final border between us and the Palestinians, the Golan Heights, I think that'll have to wait for the next government. the foreign status issues will be the platform of the next election in 2000.
Hirsch Goodman, editor of the Jerusalem Report, spoke to us from Jerusalem.